Have you ever gotten so used to walking by something that you almost forget it's there? I'm sure many here would love to visit Great St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican someday, the heart of the history of our church, to see the amazing dome, the facade, the plaza. It would be so marvelous to take that in. You wouldn't want to miss it. You can't miss it. You've been waiting to see this thing. But for those who live and work at the Vatican and who are so used to St. Peter's day by day, they sometimes walk by it and they don't even look up, even for a moment. It's like they forget it's there. That same thing can happen to us with the image of the cross. The cross is in our churches, our homes, our rooms, and sometimes even on our necklaces, on our dashboards, on our phone cases. And we are so used to seeing that image of the cross, we can sometimes forget to stop and see it for what it really is, what it really means. The cross is simply made up of a vertical beam and a horizontal beam. The vertical beam stretches from head to toe, from heaven to earth. It represents reconciliation with God. On the cross, Jesus reconciles us to the Father above in heaven. Our sins separate us from the divine love we are created for. And the chasm is so great that only the perfect sacrifice of Christ can span that distance and restore our relationship with God. But the cross also has a horizontal beam. The horizontal beam stretches from hand to hand, from east to west. It represents reconciliation with our neighbor. On the cross, Jesus reconciles us to one another. Our sins separate us from the human love of brother and sister we were created for. And that chasm is also incredibly wide. And only the perfect sacrifice of Christ can bring together the human family, scattered by sin, but now called into a new covenant family. Our sins against our brothers and sisters take many different forms: hatred, judgment, pride, envy, dishonesty, indifference, just to name a few. St. John tells us tonight that even if we think we are enlightened, and we say we love God, and we feel like we're good people, but we hate our brother, we're actually still in darkness. We're actually walking around not with light, but with logs in our eyes. Right at the middle of those two cross beams, the vertical and the horizontal, right in the middle, on top, precisely there, is the heart of Jesus. In the heart of Christ are joined perfect love of God and perfect love of neighbor. His heart that bled for us. Tonight we ask to have that same heart. We repent of our sins against God and against our brother and sister. And we repent not only of breaking a commandment, not only a transgression of the law, but also from what the law is all about. I repent from any way in which my heart has not loved like that heart, that I have not let his heart become my heart for God and for brother and for sister. And so we pray tonight in confident hope, be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. We don't pretend to have always walked in the light. We don't pretend that we have no logs or splinters to remove from our eyes. We turn to the Lord and we ask for his mercy, and he pours it out in lavish abundance, just as the blood and water from Christ's heart was poured out in lavish abundance from the middle of that cross. Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid to approach the throne of grace tonight, for the mercy and love of God is for you.